Hey, what's going on, my qualifiers? Welcome to another episode of Qualified News with your host, M. All right, you guys. Well, thanks for listening. I've been going over a couple ideas on this title. Break time ramble wasn't working out for me. Didn't have that oomph I needed it to have. So I added unqualified news to the end. And I really, really like that. Unqualified news. I looked up what unqualified means. Unqualified means amateur. Unqualified means somebody that is not qualified. So for you to become qualified, you need to take classes, courses. You need to go through a certain regimen, right? I have not gone through that regimen to make me a professional at telling you guys the news. So I thought unqualified news is perfect for me. I'm not bullshitting you guys. I'm just delivering the news as I see them, right? I read it. I deliver it to you guys as I see it. And then we kind of figure out what they're really trying to tell us and how it really would affect us in our day-to-day, right? That's what unqualified means to me. I'm definitely unqualified to be bringing the news to you guys. I enjoy rambling about news to you guys. I look forward to these episodes that I get to record and edit and hear myself talk. It's soothing. It's somewhat therapeutic to be able to hear yourself. Kind of like looking at yourself in the mirror and talking to yourself. We don't do that at all sometimes. I can't tell you, I do it. I don't look at myself in the mirror and talk to myself. But in a way, when I'm editing these episodes, it feels like I'm talking to myself. So I get to hear myself say things in the way I say them. A lot of the times after I've published an episode, I'm like, oh, I should have said that this way. Or I should have said that this other way. You know, after the fact, I come up with so many fun puns and jokes and all that. But, you know, if I try to perfect every single episode, I'll never have an episode out for you guys. So what I did for this episode, I went out and searched for any breaking news about Thanksgiving. Just so I can bring you guys something news, right? Newsworthy. Something that's new to you guys about Thanksgiving. Since Thanksgiving is just about a week away or less. So I found this one. From the New York Post by Kenneth. Strong winds may ground Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade balloons. That's deflating news. Gusty winds forecast for the city on Thursday may ground the popular giant balloons for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. It looks shaky for the balloons, said AccuWeather senior meteorologist Steve Wistar. Wistar said a strong cold front will pass through the area Wednesday evening, setting up the stage for howling winds and cool conditions on Thanksgiving Day. Sustained winds over 23 miles per hour and gusts surpassing 34 miles per hour would, under city regulations, cancel the large inflatables. Thursday's anticipated conditions will be flirting with those thresholds, with sustained winds of 12 to 25 miles per hour and peak gusts of 40 miles per hour, Sistar said. Sistar. Okay, yeah, my boy's name is Wistar, but I think my boy Kenneth over here from the New York Post, little typo, he put Sistar. Sorry, I can't get over that. All right. Although windy, parade goers are expected to be greeted with sunny, chilly conditions. Temperatures will remain in the 40s for the entirety of the parade. What? What? In the 40s? Bro, why are you even outside? Oh, no. I've only seen close to 40s. Out here in California, probably the high desert area definitely hits 40s, but when it hits like 60 something over here, I'm cold already, you know what I mean? If Thursday's Thanksgiving Day parade balloons are nixed, it would be the first time the city has grounded them since 1971. Whoa, that's a new word. Balloons are nixed. That's a funny word. Nixed. Like, first thing that comes to mind is, like, Richard Nixon, right? So, if the Thanksgiving Day parade balloons are nixed, like, it doesn't happen, they're canceled. I wonder if that has to do with Nixon, you know what I mean? That's shady, man. Such a bad president, they made a word out of you, bro. No. Cancel. Nixed. The regulations were put in place in 1998. Ooh, that's my little sister's birthday. A year after a woman was left in a coma when a powerful gust of wind caused the Cat in the Hat balloon to strike a streetlight, which fell and hit her head. Jeez, man. Just, that's the end of this article. They didn't even say if the lady came out of a coma or not. They just, wow. That's rough, man. why leave us like that? Yeah. So, hey, possibly there may not be a parade, or they'll still have a parade, but if they ground them, I don't understand. So, will they still be floating, but not so high up? Or grounded? What do they mean by grounded? Are they just gonna have them set up on the street somewhere? That's I'm not sure on that one. I know every morning for Thanksgiving, I try to catch this parade, but realize that it's been over for like 4 hours. I try to wake up early on time, but every time, I just realize that, oh, the parade just happened. But the thing is, they play it nonstop for the whole day, almost every channel, so you get to catch it, you know? While searching for this article, I came across another article, which I thought was kind of cool. This one is from Screen Rant, the 10 best Thanksgiving episodes from 90s cartoons. Come on, that's nostalgia all the way. I kind of scrolled through a couple. Hilarious. Definitely, I remember watching these as a kid, not having to go to school, just chilling all day, even on Friday. Yeah, definitely nostalgia. All right, this is from ScreenRant.com by Madison. The 10 best Thanksgiving episodes from 90s cartoons. This kind of touches on a subject that I wanted to touch on, which is, what are we going to be telling our kids about Thanksgiving? I have a son now, and before having a son, I never even thought about, you know, how do you explain this Thanksgiving to a kid, right? But now that I do, that's like on my mind. I can't remember how I was explained about Thanksgiving. I mean, I remember what school would tell me, right? The Pilgrims and the Native Americans got together, and they all brought their food together to have this feast because they were friends. We all now know that that's some bullshit, right? Because you can't find any Native Americans that'll tell you that story, because they're all dead. Yeah, ouch. Dang. Yeah, I was gonna talk about cartoons, but that came up. So yeah, where was I? I guess what we kind of did learn about Thanksgiving was through cartoons. I mean, I'm speaking for myself, and I know a lot of friends, we all kind of grew up watching cartoons. We all kind of grew up glued to that TV, Saturday morning cartoons, you know? I remember watching cartoons even in the mornings right before school. I would wake up early to watch an hour of cartoons before going to school, you know? Like, I'd be getting ready, watching cartoons. And sadly, a lot of shit that we learned from these stupid cartoons. 10 best Thanksgiving episodes. I'm just going to kind of go through them real quick because I think it's kind of fun. So number 10, The Turkey Who Came to Dinner, Rugrats. Oh, it's the Rugrats episode. Let's see. What happens when Tommy, Chucky, and their friends discover a turkey in their backyard after Lou wins a live one at a contest? The kids start to bond with the turkey after the parents teach them all about the first Thanksgiving and the Pilgrims. After making crafts and learning about the traditions of the holiday, they decide to help the turkey escape instead of letting it die. Oh shit. In the end, the kids and their families gather for a family meal with a different dinner than they had initially expected, and the turkey shares a bowl of dog food with Spike. Oh shit. Vaguely remember this episode. This is probably an introduction to what is Thanksgiving to a lot of kids, huh? Number 9. Starvin' Marvin, South Park. This episode of South Park aired in the show's very first season. It involved Cartman and his friends donating money to an organization for starving children, or so they think. Instead, they accidentally agreed to host an Ethiopian child. This episode is meant to be a satire look at how wasteful Americans are and how they view impoverished countries. I don't really remember this episode. I wasn't a big South Park fan. I mean, I went as crazy as The Simpsons. I wasn't even supposed to be watching that when I was a kid. My parents didn't let me, but I was still watching it. Definitely South Park was a no-no for my parents. If they saw those weird little cutouts, they would turn off the TV. So I never really got into South Park for that reason, mainly. Number 8, A Winnie the Pooh Thanksgiving. I don't remember this for sure. Not really a, what is this, Disney? This 1998 made-for-TV special was nominated for Primetime Emmy Award. Dang. It features all the main characters of Winnie the Pooh. They each bring a food item to share, but then decide that in honor of the holiday, they should bring something with a little more sentimental value. The gang learns the value and true meaning of the holiday as they share a nice time together. Number 7, Doug's Thanksgiving. Doug. The special Thanksgiving episode from the Doug cartoon aired in 1997. Doug winds up having to go out of his way to try and please everyone when Thanksgiving plans fall apart for everyone. It starts after Bill Bluff's team asks Bluff to dine with an average family so it can raise the general public's opinion of him.
I do kind of remember this, but it was like I caught it at the end. You know, I wasn't catching the episodes when they were coming out.
The Great Can Drive, Recess. Oh man, I remember Recess. Number 6. Recess stands out as one of Disney's best cartoons from the late 1990s. Yeah, I agree. Luckily for fans, it's now available to stream on Disney Plus, and just in time for the holidays. Yeah. Yeah, I definitely remember this. I don't remember this episode, The Great Can Drive, but solid, solid, solid show. Number 5, Bart vs. Thanksgiving, The Simpsons. Oh, and this is ranked by, I guess, worst to best. Though there's no worst, but... So, number 5, The Simpsons. For a series that has aired for as long as The Simpsons, you would think the show would have more Thanksgiving episodes. Surprisingly, it doesn't have all that many, but one standout episode aired in the show's second season, Bart vs. Thanksgiving, features Bart and Lisa getting into a fight after Bart destroys a Thanksgiving centerpiece she worked on. Oh, I remember that. After getting yelled at his parents, Bart runs away to a soup kitchen, and while there, he learns a few valuable lessons. He returns home, apologizes to his sister, and the family is able to celebrate the holiday together. The episode was praised by critics and one of the highest rated episodes of television the week it aired. Yeah, I believe it. I definitely remember this. She made like a centerpiece for the dinner table, right? And he's like, this is ugly. No, it's not. And then they're both tugging away, and then boom, the thing flies out in the air, and then it falls right into the fireplace. And that's kind of how the episode starts. I remember that one for sure. Turkey time. Number 4, Rocco's Modern Life. Rocco plans a visit to a Foodorama to prepare for his Thanksgiving meal and winds up leaving with a live turkey. What? He doesn't realize he'll have to kill it and eat it, but can't bring himself to do it. Oh man, Rocco's Modern Life. This is some shit right here, man. This is when cartoons, like, they're really like walking that line. This ultimately culminates going to Rocco's house as the neighbors, including Ed, storm his house to get a turkey for the holiday. Oh. Heifer and Rocco decide to trick them with a vegetarian alternative so that they can keep the turkey safe. Dang, they're tackling vegetarianism back then. Woo! Arnold's Thanksgiving. Number 3. Hey Arnold.
Wasn't a big giant fan. Let's see. Number 2. King of the Hill. Happy Thanksgiving. Oh my bad. That's a play on words. Nice. Oh, I remember some of these episodes for sure. And number 1. Turkey Jerky Animaniacs. This is a fun episode that has the Warners doing their best to keep their pet turkey safe from the evil Miles Standish, who will do just about anything to get their pet for dinner. Okay, so they have a pet turkey. They're trying to keep it away from this guy that looks like a pilgrim. All right. The Warners get up to their typical mischief to keep him away from the turkey. The episode also has a fun Elmer Fudd cameo that fans should appreciate. Oh, nice.
Well, there you have it. Those are the top 10 nostalgic, for me, cartoons from the 90s. So a lot of us kind of learned of what Thanksgiving is from these damn cartoons, man. We kind of knew the story a little bit, right? We were little kids, so what do we say? Oh, yeah, you know, the Indians gave us food, and then we're all friends, because that's what they were showing on these cartoons. Every single one of these cartoons was that. I mean, I understand they're for kids. You're not going to tell them, hey, there was a giant massacre. It was a giant genocide of Native Americans. Totally get it. Totally get it.
Trump's tweets. All right, at Real Donald Trump. Dow, NASDAQ, S&P 500, close at records highs. And then he tweeted out a video. I think he figured out how to tweet out videos now, so he's doing that more often.
There's another happy day on Wall Street, another round of records, right? You've got the Dow, NASDAQ, S&P 500, all closing at all-time highs.
And it's a video.
Here's the thing, folks, it's the breadth of this that's
Fox
really
News.
Over 400 signs are up for the year. Over 300, 20%.
I mean, Fox News is pretty much Donald Trump channel all day, every day.
I gotta be honest with you, it's a reflection of you, the people watching this show. So one of the things I like to do when I get a chance is just to remind you that you have a chance to participate in this. I'm not saying chase
the market, boy, with
per
the thickest frame glasses I've ever seen.
One thing we talked about today, the common thread, how great this economy is doing, how great we are doing. We're going to go share these things with our parents, our grandparents over the weekend. We're going to take our children. We just saw $127 million for Frozen 2. It just doesn't stop, folks. So I'm here to let you know you can participate in it. I think it's going to keep going.
Well, there you have it. It's Fox News. Of course, they're going to be all Trump supporty. He's in love with them right now. Right now, they like each other. There you go. I mean, he keeps saying the economy's up. The economy's up, so I guess the economy must be up. I don't know, man. Somebody got to fact check him. But if he keeps saying it's up, everybody's going to keep believing it, man.
This from historyextra.com. 7 facts you might not know about the history of Thanksgiving. Oof, bet there's a lot that we don't know. By Emma. Number 1. When was the first Thanksgiving? That's pretty simple. Let's find out. Tradition has it that the first Thanksgiving, a celebration of good harvest, took place in 1621. The English pilgrims at Plymouth Plantation in Massachusetts shared a meal with their Native American neighbors. However, historian Michael Gannon argues that the first Thanksgiving celebration in North America actually took place half a century earlier in Florida. On September 8, 1565, he says, following a religious service, Spaniards shared a communal meal with the local native tribe. 1565, so he's talking about almost 100 years before. Number 2. When Thanksgiving became a public holiday. According to the U.S. National Archives, on September 28, 1789, the first federal Congress passed a resolution asking that the President of the United States recommend to the nation a day of Thanksgiving. A few days later, George Washington issued a proclamation naming Thursday, 26 November 1789 as a day of public Thanksgiving. The first time Thanksgiving was celebrated under the new Constitution. The dates of Thanksgiving celebrations varied as subsequent presidents came and went, and it wasn't until Abraham Lincoln's 1863 proclamation in the midst of the Civil War that Thanksgiving was regularly commemorated each year on the last Thursday of November. There we go. Thanks to Abe Lincoln. Number 3. Why did the dates of Thanksgiving change? The U.S. National Archives say that in 1939, with the last Thursday in November falling on the last day of the month, Franklin D. Roosevelt became concerned that the shortened Christmas shopping season might dampen economic recovery. He therefore issued a presidential proclamation moving Thanksgiving to the second to the last Thursday of November. Whoa, man, that kind of reminds me of what we're talking about right now, moving Halloween to, what is it, the last Saturday, which kind of makes sense, man. I ain't mad. It won't be the 31st anymore, but whatever. Who cares, right? People care. Some 32 states subsequently issued similar proclamations, but 16 states refused to accept the change. I bet there were southern states. As a result, for 2 years, 2 days were celebrated as Thanksgiving. To end the confusion, on October 6, 1941, Congress set a fixed date for the holiday. It passed a joint resolution declaring the last Thursday in November to be the legal Thanksgiving Day.
Yay, yay.
Number 4, the first Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Oh, nice. Let's see, when was the first one? We know that this one from 2019 might not go down. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, which is televised nationally on NBC, has been marching since 1924. Whoa, before World War One. Oh wait, that was right after World War One, right before World War Two, right before the Depression. Whoa. That year, the department store's president, Herbert Strauss, organized a 6-mile procession from Harlem to the Macy's store in Herald Square. The parade featured animals including elephants from the Central Park Zoo and was nearly 3 times as long as it is today. Whoa, really? For the purposes of television filming, the route was later reduced to 2.5 miles. 6 miles, that is a long time. Number 5, turkey hasn't always been on the menu for Thanksgiving.
While turkey is today the bird of choice for Thanksgiving dinners across the United States, this was not always the case. According to History.com, for the first ever Thanksgiving in 1621, the Indians killed 5 deer as a gift for the colonists, meaning venison would most likely have been the dish of the day. Yeah, makes sense. A bunch of deer running around. Number 6. Why does the president of the U.S. pardon a turkey at Thanksgiving? Oh man, I've heard of this. I have no idea why. Each Thanksgiving, the president of the United States pardons a hen, sending it to a farm where it lives out the rest of its days. But, contrary to popular belief, President George H.W. Bush was not, in 1989, the first president to grant such a pardon. According to the White House, the tradition dates to Abraham Lincoln's days, when his son, Tad, begged him to write a presidential pardon for the bird meant for the family's Christmas table, arguing that it had as much right to live as anyone. Lincoln complied, and the turkey lived. Dang. Man, what I got from that was Abraham Lincoln named his son Tad? What the fuck, man? We're talking about people naming their kids now. Abraham Lincoln's son was Tad. Tad Lincoln. Man, like tadpole? All right. Number 7. The tradition of American football on Thanksgiving. Each Thanksgiving, millions of Americans tune in to watch the Detroit Lions play American football. This tradition dates to 1934, when the team took on the undefeated defending world champion Chicago Bears of George Halas. Despite losing the inaugural game, since then the Lions have played football every Thanksgiving except between 1939 and 1944. Probably what's going on around that time? World War II, but oh yeah, so World War II in Detroit. They probably were using all those factories to build weapons instead of cars, so that's probably what was going on. And those are the 7 facts. Some of it I didn't know.